This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Well, the offense is not off. They are setting records in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and they're on the road this week. Toughest game to date at Texas A&M. Jalen Waddle joins us now, Alabama receiver. Jalen, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all good. What about yourself?
Fantastic. Trip home this week for you, sort of back to the state of Texas. What for those people that have never been to College Station, Texas for a football game, what can Alabama fans expect this weekend when they go back to your state to see Alabama, Texas A&M?
I think it's going to be a good, football environment. I know football in Texas is big, especially at Texas A&M. But it's going to be loud, and it's going to be a great atmosphere.
You obviously grew up there, and there's discussion this week because the Red River game is this week, Texas and Oklahoma. Were you close to that rivalry growing up? I mean, like, did you follow the Red River game?
Oh, yeah. The Red River rivalry is just a game that everybody in Texas watch, even if you're not a fan of Texas or anything. It's just a game that you just have to watch.
But it's getting compared, because your former teammate, Jalen Hurts, is playing in it, and it's getting compared to the Iron Bowl. Do you think it compares to the Iron Bowl? I mean, now you've played in an Iron Bowl, so you've seen how that goes.
I think, as far as tradition, just rivalry and all, I mean, it's just rivalry, so it's rivalry game, but they're two big games, you can't really compare them.
Okay, so when you're back there to return a punt, is your mindset every single time, I'm going to take this thing to the house?
It don't really go through my head, I just try to, do the just field the ball right and just try to hit the return wherever it is, and hopefully I can make a play for the team.
Well, when you catch it, and listen, there's not probably 99.8% of the people listening, including myself, has never caught a punt, right? It's hard to catch one to start with, but you're not looking at the people who are running dead at you to take your head off. As you catch the punt and secure the punt, and you look down for the first time, what are you looking for? Which way are you? Do you know which way you're going to run to start with?
It really depends on, the defenders and where they at. I have an idea of where I want to go, but it don't always, be what you think it's going to be. So
are you looking for color at that point? The first thing is just run away from the opposing color, or?
Definitely. First thing, you got to make the first person miss. You got to be quick on it, or you'll be tackled for no gain.
Jalen Waddle is with us on the Natty Seltzer Hotline. But is a fair catch disappointing? Are you, at some point, are you like, crap, I got to call a fair catch?
Yeah, I really don't like to call fair catch too much, but sometimes you have to know when to shut it down.
Yeah, is that just a feel thing? Like, do you just feel like, this punt's hung up there, I probably need to call a fair catch?
Yeah, you got to feel it out. You give a little glance down to see where the defenders are, because the punt return team, they do a good job of holding up. So sometimes you have a chance even on them hung up punts.
I think I know what upsets Nick Saban most. I mean, obviously fumbling would, but he seems to really not like it if you don't go catch it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fielding the ball. Yeah, he told me to be aggressive when fielding the ball and just trusted my hands and all the punts that we catch throughout the week. So he really encouraged me to try to catch everything.
Okay, Jalen, so much was made over this paper, rock, scissors a couple of weeks ago, and it was more with Judy and Ruggs and maybe Smith, and I didn't necessarily hear your name involved in it, but are you, I mean, how much of that is legitimate, and are you in on that?
It was a thing we did to see, like, who gets the far side of stuff like that, but we don't do that no more.
Did a guy that we mentioned about you fielding punts shut that down?
we shut that down quick.
But tell me you all don't have small rock, paper, scissors tattoos that you've got to live with the rest of your life.
No.
But that group of receivers, there's been so much made about you and your fellow receivers and how much you love one another, pull for one another, how good friends you are. Is that overblown? I mean, can you describe that group of receivers to us that you play with?
It's definitely not overblown. hang out, you know, off the field, on the field. You know, when you see us around, you most likely gonna see us together. If not, two of us and all of us, and I'm not even talking about just us four, the whole receiver group. I mean, we just got a tight bond, and it's really cool.
Jalen Waddle is with us here on the Jocks Roundtable at 7:39. Do you have a problem ordering at restaurants, narrowing down to what you want to eat? Because I look here on your line here from Rivals, and it says you chose Alabama over Auburn, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Miami, Michigan, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, and UCLA. Most people narrow it down to three or four. I mean, you had an offer from everybody. Did you have a hard time narrowing it down?
I actually did. I made a top five. I don't know why they got all the lists up there. I made a top five when I was in high school.
Who was the top five?
It was Bama, A&M, TCU, Oregon, and FSU.
God, some of those weren't even listed.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, a good thing you didn't go to TCU. They don't throw the football like they do at Alabama.
Hey, so did you grow up a Dallas Cowboy fan?
No. I'm all Houston. I'm Texan. Texan, oh, everything. Wow. Astros, Rockets, everything.
So is DeAndre Hopkins the best wide receiver right now in the NFL, or would you go Julio Jones?
I got to go with Julio just because, you know, Bama roots. You know, I got to go with Julio.
Yeah, and those guys are around a lot. I mean, like you, Julio Jones, I know he's just over in Atlanta, but you see him in the facility a lot too. So that's,
oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd hate to have to answer that.
Got Bob.
Yeah. If this is a random question, and you may need time to think about it, and if so, I'm sorry because we don't have that time. But okay. If the receiving group were superheroes, who would you be?
Superhero. Let me see.
Well, first off, Ruggs would have to be Flash, right? Is he the fastest guy?
That's
what I was
going
to say. That's what I was going to say. Ruggs got to be Flash.
You're not faster than Ruggs? A lot of people think you are.
See, I was trying to set you up there for you to say you're faster. You think Ruggs is faster than you?
See, we race, and he wins some, and I win some. So, I mean, it's really who's got it going that day. So.
Okay, so Ruggs is Flash. I was going to ask you all of them, so you can do them any way you want. Judy, Smith, Ruggs, and you. Who are the superheroes?
All right, I got Ruggs, Flash, Smitty would probably be like, a Batman.
Yeah, I like that.
Jude like a Superman kind of guy.
Yeah, and you?
And then I'm going to be like I think I'm going to go with Spider-Man. I think I'm going to be Spider-Man.
That's good hands. You got good hands if you're Spider-Man. Hands. You catch anything.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I didn't think you were going to catch on to what I was trying to.
Yeah, we're not that dumb. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And we'll tell Coach Saban you called him Hulk.
Okay, yeah, Coach Saban could be Hulk.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, Jalen Waddle. Hey, good luck this weekend. It's been a pleasure talking with you, man.
Same. Thank you.
Follow the show on Instagram. @JocksRoundtable.